Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call, live from Sunny Boca Raton, Florida. I'm your host, Naftali Hooman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the third day of the month of Teves. Thank you, as always, to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family and his name, those prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shimon Gelman of Kehillat Chovev Eitz Zion in Skokie, Illinois, to share the Dibur Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Gelman slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. There's a chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Becholim with a sizable pause to insert names, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achinu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Gelman back to the Daily Call, Bechavod, with great honor. Rabbi Gelman.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. It's a pleasure to join you this afternoon. I hope you're well. One of the subjects that we are discussing now in the Parshios, describe the saga of Yosef and his brothers, is really the ongoing waxing and waning of relationship, how relationships fall apart and how relationships come back together again. And the story of Yosef and his brothers is really a microcosm of all relationships. In particular, siblings we spoke about in the past, but also friendships. And there's a type of friendship that doesn't get written about enough. It's not spoken about often enough. And many people assume, actually, it's a relationship that doesn't need to exist, or it's not a genuine type of relationship that people need. And I'm using it not to polarize half of the population, but as a means of making an important point. And I'm talking about relationships between men, between two men, and how friendships form between men. And we generally assume that women have more friendships and women need friendships and that men don't need them as badly. In fact, in 2008, Dr. Jeffrey Grape was a professor, I think, in Maryland, in a book called Buddy System, writes that about a thought-provoking anecdote that he was having a conversation with a news anchor in his 30s and interviewing him. And in the commercial break, he said to him, "So what are you working on?" Dr. Grape said, "I'm working on a book about male friendships." And he said to him, "Well, men don't have friends." And he started to consider this whole question. Do men really not have friends? Is that not something they need? So he shares, he says that, in fact, the thesis is that men, in fact, do need friends, but the friendships that men have are fundamentally different than the relationships and the friendships that women have. Men can be described as having what's called shoulder-to-shoulder relationships, that is, they interact during an activity, while women more often have face-to-face friendships in which they talking and interaction, sharing of one another's stories, life stories, and life's drama is more of the primary activity. And I remember when I was younger, so my grandmother, Selma, and her cousin, Vivian, were the closest of friends. And their husbands, Lenny and Abe, my grandfather, also had a very close friendship. While my grandmother and her cousin would sit in one room talking and conversing in the living room, the men sat in each other's presence, whether watching television or reading different books, side by side. They'd often go hours on end without necessarily exchanging a word, and yet they were very close friends. So what accounts for that? And I think this idea Dr. Graves talks about is doing activities together is an important one. Let me share an illustration from the story of Yosef and his brothers. Yosef had tried to regale his brothers with how the whole drama unfolded, with stories of his dreams, of his aspirations of grandeur, how he's going to lord over them and rule over them, and they want nothing to do with it. And they were out in the field one day, and Yaakov says, "Why don't you go and talk to your brothers? Why don't you go reach out to them?" Chizkuni actually says in Perek Lam Zayin Pasuk Yudalid, "Afal pishu b'chol yom ani shomea besuros mem." I know what's going on in their lives, but derech eretz u'shetelech sham atah sharei achichahim. The derech eretz is you should go to them and ask how they're doing. And something goes wrong. He finds his brothers. He says, "Have you seen my brothers?" He finds a man being seu ish v'nei tov v'sadeh v'yishelu ha'ish v'leimor ma tevakesh. And he says, Es achai anochi mevakesh. I'm looking for my brothers. And he goes out looking for them. And of course, before they even are able to see him, embrace him, they already conspire, filled with hatred, to kill him, to sell him away to slavery, which is the better of two options. And that ends in disaster. This story is strikingly similar to another relationship gone bad, and that is Cain and Hevel, who also found themselves Raibiosim Besade in a field. And Cain turns to Hevel, and instead of he's about to speak to him, conversation ends, they don't say a word. Instead, Vayakum Cain el Hevel Achiv Vayargeu. He kills him. What happened to the conversation? What happened to the deep, meaningful conversations, the DMCs they talk about between brothers? In both instances, they convened in a field, but they never met, and they weren't able to talk, to converse, like we assume most people are supposed to socialize. That's because the way men are supposed to socialize, or actually typically socialize, is shoulder to shoulder, is by doing joint activities. How do men bond? What's the glue in the relationships? It's not a conversation, it's exchange of information. It's not the exchange of information, rather, it's joint ventures, shared activities, a mission, a job to do, a puzzle to solve, an enemy to topple, a person to help, a cause to champion. Men connect in the field, in the sada, the field of work, the field of battle, the field of problem solving, the field of chivalry, the field of needing to make a difference, of being involved in something together, not necessarily sharing each other's deepest, darkest secrets or deepest intimate hopes and journeys and longings, but rather rolling up your sleeves and working the field together. What these brothers wanted more than anything in the world was that their younger brother, who was pampered and favored from a young age, that he too would roll up his sleeves and work in the field, meet them in the sadeh. And Cain, who worked the field, didn't have a brother in arms. He had a brother who was doing something else. What some relationships thrive off of is that joint activity. The greatest bromance in all of Tanakh is the story of Yehonatan and David. And Yonatan is willing to give up everything, his position as a monarch, his position as the king, as the heir apparent to Shaul, for his friend David. And how does he do that? He says, if the arrow lands beyond the servant, then you'll know you have to run away from Shaul. And if it lands beforehand, then you'll know you're safe. Ever stop and wonder why they're playing a game in the field? It's like they're playing football. And in the context of a football game, they're sharing the most important bond, the most important devotion that two friends can share. I'm willing to put my life and my comfort and my conveniences and my dreams in the back burner so you could live, so you could achieve something, David. And men do that differently than women. And it's important to understand that because sometimes when we reach out to people who are having a hard time, we don't know what to say. What do I say to you? What words can I share that will make a difference in your life? Right? If only I had the words. But sometimes relationships, and it's not just men, it's also men, women as well, but sometimes relationships don't need the right words. They need the right action. Instead of checking in and asking empty gestures, how are you feeling? What are you doing today? Maybe I'll go and I'll pick up a carpool. I'll go and I'll find a gift that I know you need. I know something that there's something that I could uniquely do together. Or just to sit with someone. Someone pays a shiva call, they don't have to exchange words. Dafka, if the oval doesn't want to say anything, you're not supposed to converse. But just to sit shoulder to shoulder with someone is a form of camaraderie. It's a form of getting together with people. And I think we need a little more of that. How am I going to forge a meaningful connection with someone? As a chai anochi mevakesh, I'm looking for my bros. I'm looking for friendship. And friendship doesn't have to come in the form of saying words. There are so many other ways we can reach out, that we can connect to people. Simply showing someone that you're in it with them, that you're going to roll up your sleeves, that you're going to be in the field of battle with the other person, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. Just to add one more nekuda, the greatest way we combine with one another is by forming a union called a minyan. That's the ultimate band of brothers. And the first time that Yitzchak davens, it says, Vayitze Yitzchak lasuch basadeh, he goes to talk in the field. How do men talk? They talk in the field. They engage in a bow and arrow game, but it's not a sports-like activity. It's a profound willingness to shed blood for the other person. That I'm going to inconvenience myself, I'm going to leave the comfort of my home in the middle of the night, and I'm going to go and make a mincha ma'ariv minyan for my friend. And I'm going to make sure they can say Kaddish, and I'm going to make sure this person has a ride. I'll meet you in the field. I don't have to say a word. I don't have to get anything out of it. We need a little more of that if we're going to help people get out of difficult times, to show that I'm with you side by side, not necessarily always face to face. I'm going to share now. We're going to now say some Tehillim. We're going to start with Tehillim number Chaf, Tehillim Chaf, followed by Tehillim Chaf Gimel, then Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Lam Naseach Mizmor David Yan Chadu Noi V'Yom Sarai Segevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha Ve'olasecha Yidash Nesela Yitain Lecha Kilvavecha V'cholatascha Yimalei Nirana Bishua Secha V'Shem Eloheni Nigo Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Atayadati Kiyoshi Adonai Meshicho Yanehu Mishmei Kocho Bigvuros Yishai Mino Eilev Arecha Ve'ilev Asus V'Nachnu V'Shem Adonai Eloheni Nazkir Hemakar V'Nafalu V'Nachnu Kamel V'Nisodad Adonai Oshia Melch Yanehu Yom Korenu Chaf Gimel Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar, binos deshe yar bitseni alme menuchos yinaleini, nafshi yishovev, yancheni bemagle tzedek leman shemo, gam ki elech begeitz amaves, lo ira rok yata imadi, shivtecha mishantecha hema yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorurai, yishantav Hashem en roshi kosi revaya, Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti v'veis Adonai liorech yamim. Kuf chof aleph shir lamalos esai nai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im Adonai ose shamayim v'aretz al yitein lamot raglecha ayanum shomrecha hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha, me'ata v'adolam. Tilam kuf lamed. Shira malos, mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli, tieno zecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Imavonos tishmor yoch, Adonai mi amod. Kimcha slicha l'manti barei. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi, v'li dvaro chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed v'arbe mofidus. Tehu Yifdez Yisroel Mikol Avonosav. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Davro Shlomo Yivarech Virapei Esacholem. Ves kol acholim bavur, she'asib mispa bavram mischar zeh kodesh baruch hu, yimalei rachmim aleihem lachlim ha'ul rafosam, ulachzikam ulachiosam, yishlach lehem mehera rafua shalema min ha'shamayim, lechol evareyem, lechol gideyem, besoch sheikh leisrael, rafua sanevesh rafua taguf, hashta bagalav zman karivin umar amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Gelman. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.